This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, hello. Today's story is called
Hot Words.
Sometimes I Grumble Squinch by Rachel Vale.
Katie.
My name is Katie Honors, and I'm a really nice kid. I always go along nicely. I'm happy to play any game when a friend comes over. Even if I lose, I'm a good sport. Good game, I say. Either way, I hardly frown. If there isn't a mango sorbet, I say, that's okay. I like cookie dough, too.
Why don't we listen to the story first, okay?
Mom smiles and says, I can get sprinkles, which is extra. I didn't even ask. Katie is such a pleasure, Mom says. She really is, Dad agrees. I fit perfectly in their hugs. They're very proud of me, but there is something they don't know. Some mornings, my little brother Chuck crawls.
What is it?
It's my phone case. Sometimes my...
Can I hold it?
Sure. Some mornings, my little brother Chuck crawls into my bed while I am sleeping. He breathes hot on my eyelid. A drool from his wet mouth planks onto my arm. The first word I say...
To his sister.
Oh, yeah. The first word I say in the whole day is, ew. I say it very quietly, though. Like, ew. I put on my beautiful shirt, my beautiful new shirt. I love it. It cheers me right up. Chuck follows me down to breakfast and sits in my seat. That's my seat, Chuck, I tell him nicely. Doesn't this look like Harper? With a bow in her hair, too. The long hair. Oh, Katie, says Mom. You don't mind, do you?
That's actually me.
That's actually you, yeah. Or maybe Holden. I do mind, but I say, it's okay. And I move to Chuck's seat. But she looks very sad, doesn't she? She's not happy. Oh, now she looks mad. Oh, who does that look like? Sometimes I Grumble Squinch. It does look like you. My insides tighten, and I think mean thoughts. I wish I had a trampoline or a treehouse or a giraffe instead of a brother. If I had one of those instead of a brother, I could sit in my own seat at breakfast.
I take your money.
Okay. Here's your bibble bibble, Dad says to Chuck. Bibble bibble is what Chuck calls toast with butter. Chuck doesn't like cereal. Chuck only likes bibble bibble. That's like you and your baguettes. You only like baguettes. Chuck smashes his buttery fist into my bowl of cereal. Oh, she looks really mad. Chuck looks very happy. Oh, Chuck, no punching Katie's cereal, silly, Mom says, putting him down on the floor. Say you're sorry to Katie. I wish I could pop him like a balloon. I wish he'd kaploom into a million bajillion bibble bibble crumbs. I wish he would just disappear. But I don't yell those wishes. I grumble squinch them right down.
She's sad.
She's upset. She's holding in her feelings and her thoughts. But she's mad. Chuck scampers over and grabs me with his milky hands. He snuggles his buttery face against my beautiful new shirt. I am a tight, horrible squinch of grumble. Uh-oh, she's going to explode. Chuck loves you, Dad says.
She's mad.
Yeah. He pulls Chuck off me and carries him away, singing and smiling. You okay? Mom asks me. I nod because I am always okay. But a nod is a lie. I'm not okay. Lying about it is making me cry. And then I just can't grumble squinch my feelings down anymore. Uh-oh, she's starting to cry. Poor Katie. Chuck ruins everything, I yell.
Yes, you have.
He's sticky and stinky and he breathes on me and I want to sit in my own chair and everybody smells at him, but he is a buttery baby on my shirt and I wish I could bloom him up.
Oh, she's turning all red. She's screaming.
Is he mad?
She's screaming so loud. Then it's quiet.
Is he crying?
She's crying.
Is he put hands on her eyes?
Yeah, her hands are on her eyes, covering her face. Yeah. Then it's quiet. I'm scared. I didn't mean it, but also I did mean it. They won't think I'm such a pleasure anymore. I wish I could grumble squinch it all back inside. Maybe I ruined everything. I wait for Mom to yell that I'm bad, to say, "You go to your room and think about it," to look disappointed in me. I look up at Mom's face. "It's really hard sometimes," Mom whispers instead. "Even when you love somebody." I nod. This nod is true.
Why?
Can I say
something?
Mom says, "I know." And she holds her arm out to me. Her arms out to me. She folds me up safe in there. I still fit perfectly. Even though I didn't grumble squinch all my secret thoughts inside, there's room for the whole me. Oh, and that's
the end.
Yeah. Somebody folded this.